Hello! I'm very excited to announce that we now have merchandise for Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt. You can order t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, notebooks and coffee cups, all with the show's new logo on it. They look super cool, so check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes for the online store, or you can go to my website, raspratt.com, and click on the merchandise banner. So if you have been enjoying the stories, please do consider ordering something to support the show and help me keep kicking this can down the road. Hello and welcome to Bedtime Stories with me, R.A. Spratt. Okay, so we're reading a book I wrote which is called The Pesky Kids 2, Bear in the Woods. And we're up to chapter 7, All in the Mind. Here we go. When April woke up, a bright white light was shining right in her eyeball.
Well, her pupils aren't dilated, said a quavery voice.
The light flicked off. April blinked, trying to take in her surroundings. An elderly doctor was standing by her bed, jotting notes on a clipboard.
Is that bad? Asked Joe.
He and Finn were standing on the other side. April had never had so many people standing around her as she lay in a bed before.
No, it's good, said the elderly doctor. It shows she hasn't had any intracranial bleeding. At least, none that's shown up yet.
She's awake, said Finn.
He'd noticed April's eyes blinking. The doctor looked up from his clipboard, adjusting his thick lensed glasses so he could peer at April.
Hello, I am Dr. Vass, said the doctor, in patronisingly slow tones. You are very, very old, muttered April.
Dr. Vass did look like he was well into his 80s. His hair was snow-white and slicked into a hairstyle that men hadn't worn since the Second World War. He inspected April as if she was a laboratory specimen.
She presents all the symptoms of severe concussion,
Dr. Vass said to Joe.
The insensible speech is a clear sign.
Hey, who are you calling insensible? Asked April.
She tried to swing her legs out of the bed so she could confront Dr. Vass. Luckily for the doctor, the bed had rails along the side, so she was thwarted.
Actually, she always talks like that, said Finn.
Joe nodded.
Really? Asked Dr. Vass, jotting another note on his clipboard. What does insensible even mean? Asked April.
She looked almost distressed, she was so confused.
Where's Pumpkin?
Pumpkin, repeated Dr. Vass questioningly. She has an emotional relationship with a vegetable?
It's a dog. She named him Pumpkin, explained Joe.
Did someone steal Pumpkin? Demanded April.
Have you considered whether she's been suffering brain damage for quite some time? Dr. Vass asked, turning to Joe.
Joe looked horrified to be asked such an important question.
He spluttered.
It would explain a lot, said Finn.
She's not that bad, Joe finally got out.
You may think that because you see her every day, said Dr. Vass. You haven't noticed her slow descent into this state because you are her father.
What? Cried Joe. I'm not her dad.
We're brothers, explained Finn.
Dr. Vass looked at Joe. Dr. Vass was 6 feet tall, but Joe was a couple of inches taller and stocky too.
I'm only 16, protested Joe.
Then you're not the next of kin, said Dr. Vass. What are you even doing here?
This hospital has no security, accused April. Joe, you got to get me out of here before the collective come. They've probably got Pumpkin already.
Shh, said Joe, patting April's arm.
You hurt your head. Dr. Vass is just looking after you. He's not a real doctor, argued April. He's too old. Doctors make so much money, they all retire well before they hit 90.
I'm not 90, protested Dr. Vass.
How would you even know, asked April. You couldn't even tell that Joe was 16. Don't they teach you that at medical school? Any vet worth their salt can tell a dog's age just by looking at its teeth.
Just then, they were disturbed by the sound of arguing out in the corridor.
Step aside, demanded Mayor Albright. This is important mayoral business.
The door burst open and she strode in, followed closely by Constable Pike.
What is the meaning of this? Asked Mayor Albright.
Huh? Said Joe, accurately summarising all their thoughts.
Is this the girl making the outrageous claims? The mayor demanded of Constable Pike.
Yes, Your Honour, Your Worship, I mean, Your Mayoress, said the constable.
What outrageous claim? Asked Finn. The claim that Dr. Vass is 90? The claim that someone stole her dog? Or the claim that she's in danger of being kidnapped?
The claim, the mayor whipped her head around to check that there was no one behind her listening in, then leaned in to whisper, that there was some sort of animal in the forest.
I'm pretty sure there are lots of animals in the forest, said Finn. It's the forest, after all. That's where they live.
I'll have no smartness out of you, thank you, said the mayor.
You'd rather I was stupid, asked Finn.
Yes, said the mayor.
It's what she's used to, living in this town, muttered April, lying back with her eyes closed. Her head really did hurt.
No one else saw it, did they? Asked the mayor, glaring at Joe, then Finn.
No, said Constable Pike.
And how many of you were out there, continued the mayor.
Two adults, 7 kids, and a dog, said the constable.
Pumpkin saw it, said April. He'll back me up.
No one is going to believe you, said Mayor Albright, so they certainly aren't going to believe your dog.
My sister is not a liar, said Joe, trying his best to get out the words to defend April.
Said the mayor. That's as maybe, but the fact is she's got a serious head injury. Isn't that right, doctor?
Oh, yes, said Dr. Vass. She needed 11 stitches in the scalp across the frontal bone, and a lump swelled up to the size of a lacrosse ball.
Is that really the medical term for it? Asked Finn sarcastically. A lump the size of a lacrosse ball?
They encourage us to speak in layman's terms, said Dr. Vass defensively.
What layman plays lacrosse? Asked Finn.
Hang about, said April, struggling to open her eyes and wincing against the glare of the hospital's bright fluorescent lighting.
Is the mayor saying that I'm a liar?
No, said Finn soothingly. She's saying you're off your rocker.
She isn't, said Joe patiently. The mayor is just concerned you might be confused from the bang to your head.
I am not confused, said April, sitting up. Her head spun and she took a moment to balance herself in a seated position.
I may have been suffering terrible head pain and had blood flowing down my face into my eyes at the time, but I know what I saw. I saw a bear. I wasn't confused. I wasn't insane. I was terrified because a great big real-life hairy bear was standing over me, and that is a fact that is 100% true.
Blech. The speech might have been more convincing if April had not concluded it by vomiting all over the side of the bed, splattering the mayor's fancy city-bought shoes. On the bright side, it was an effective way to get everyone who wasn't related to her to leave the room so she could get some rest. Dr. Vass declared that April would have to stay the night in hospital for observation, and 20 minutes later, Dad finally turned up. It had taken the hospital a while to reach him because ever since Professor Maynard's phone call, he'd taken to hiding his phone in a Ziploc bag in the toilet cistern. Dad was horrified to see April so badly hurt. The stitches were covered by a bandage, so he couldn't see those, but the concussion had caused her to develop big black and purple rings underneath her eyes. On top of that, she looked sickly pale from having thrown up. Dad settled into a seat next to her, feeling like a terrible father, even though, and also because, he hadn't done anything. Joe and Finn made themselves as comfortable as they could on the couch in the waiting room and settled in for the night. Dad was terrified of leaving April on her own in case a collective agent showed up, and Joe was worried about leaving April and Dad in case April was insulting to the nurses and they retaliated by injecting her with something they shouldn't. And Finn stayed because there was no way he was going back to their big old house full of taxidermied animals on his own. April drifted into a fitful sleep. She was very worried about the bear, but she didn't have the strength to do anything about it. Maybe she would when she woke up. And that is the end of the chapter. So we'll leave it there. Until next time, goodbye.